when talking about the Jobs Coalition, it really has relevancy to you because you're looking for a job.
Absolutely. I've now been unemployed for 15 months.
All right. And was this idea hatched from the idea of finding a job for yourself?
Partially it was, amongst my friends and myself. One of my friends, since we hatched this, has retired. She's one of the early outs on the state retirement. And I myself relocated back to Lansing for the second time, which I consider to be my adopted home. Most previously, I lived and worked in the UP for 7 years.
Mm-hmm. Now, the coalition wants to see a temporary facility for gambling and then hopefully in the future a more permanent facility.
Correct. Our whole goal at this point is that if the city, if the citizens of the Lansing vote to allow a casino facility here in Lansing, our idea is to have a temporary casino, which could literally be built in less than a month and up and running, which so it would bring immediate economic stimulus to our community. So our hope is to just locate a temporary facility, probably somewhere downtown. Again, that decision won't be mine. That will be made by the city. And then in all likelihood, 3 to 5 years from now, the city would negotiate with the tribes to build a full-blown hotel, casino, spa, four-star restaurants like we traditionally think of the casinos in Detroit or Las Vegas.
Now, when your efforts to go out and get these signatures happen, the city really won't have a say on whatever happens because this will be a ballot proposal that will go before the people.
That is correct. Yep. And having been a former city manager and former township supervisor, I can tell you if you want to get something done, you've got to have the public on your side from the very start. The city belongs to the citizens, not our mayor or council. So if the citizens are on board and vote for this, that's a fantastic thing. And if they vote no, that's fine. I have other projects to work on as well.
Well, do you there's going to be challenges from other entities. We've got a casino in Mount Pleasant. We've got one in Battle Creek. Once they hear about this, they've got a lot more people, a lot more manpower, a lot more money than you have to try and squash this.
Absolutely. And let's not kid anyone. They've already reached out to me wanting to know what's going on and what the plans are. The number one complaint we hear from the other folks in the casino business is that, well, you know, you've got the casino on Battle Creek. You've got the new Firekeepers. You've got Mount Pleasant. You've got Detroit, all within less than 100-mile radius. Well, that's true. But I can tell you, if you've ever been to Vegas or Atlantic City, you know what? They build them right next to each other, and there's plenty of money to go around.
Well, you're going to hear, I would imagine, from the mom groups and from the churches, and you're going to hear about prostitution and drinking and gambling and families and children. How are you going to deal with those arguments?
Well, as far as the potential prostitution and issues and gambling addiction, those things already exist in our community, and there are programs in place that help people with addictions. And many of those programs are funded by the Indian tribes. At this point, we have reached out to all 32 of the Lansing neighborhood associations. We've reached out to a number of the ministers and pastors here in the Lansing area, and we've also reached out to the Lansing City Chamber of Commerce. One of the things we've tried to do is put together a deal that would garner a lot of support across the board, because under our plan, what would happen, and under the gaming compact that's already in existence, 2% of the net revenue would go to the local units of government. And that's important to know, what are the local units of government? Of course, it's Lansing City Hall, of course, but that also includes Lansing Public Schools, K-12, Chartered Schools, Lansing Community College, CATA, the Lansing Public Library, Lansing Community College, and the Parks and Recreations here in the city. So everyone would benefit, and the whole reason for having a temporary casino for 3 to 5 years is so the local businesses that already exist could benefit as well.
Well, when you talk about the people who will oppose this, do you foresee some legal means to stopping your efforts?
My guess is there will probably be someone along the way who will file a lawsuit against us, but I'm always been a believer in you can't stop the power of the people.
All right, so what's the next move for you? You're starting to get publicity for this event. Where do you go now?
Our next move is to gather our signatures. We'll be launching our petitions probably next week. Currently, our petition language and form are in front of the Lansing City Attorney. That's not required by city charter, but it is an option. So we want to make sure all of our T's are crossed and I's are dotted before we even go to the streets and gather signatures. I can tell you we have reached out to organized labor here in the community, and although I can't speak on their behalf and say they are on board, but I can tell you they're very interested and very excited. And we've shared some things with them that will show and prove that not only will this help Lansing immediately and hopefully have a temporary casino up and running by December of this year, but this could be the linchpin or springboard, if you will, to much larger economic advantages for our city.
So you need more than 4,000 signatures from Lansing registered voters. When does the push start to get these signatures?
We're going to start next week. We were looking at right around Valentine's Day, but at this point, our petition is in front of the city attorney, so we're waiting to get that form back, which I anticipate could be as early as this afternoon.
How are you going to attain those situations? Where are you going to be located?
What we're going to do is we're going to work with our friends in organized labor, and we've also reached out to the Lansing City Chamber of Commerce and to business owners around the community, asking all of them if they would help us gather signatures, as well as we have a smaller group of volunteers aside from just the executive committee of Lansing Jobs Coalition.
Okay, you've reached out. Has anyone said, yes, we're on board, we'll help you?
I can tell you, because this is a volatile issue, a lot of people are very excited.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
no one wants to publicly put their name out there.
Exactly. But I think what's going to happen is we're going to gather not only our 4178 signatures, I think we're going to gather more than that. And then I think a lot of people are going to step and take notice, because we still have high unemployment in our community. You can drive through any neighborhood in our city, and there are vacant houses after vacant houses.
You're going to need some money. Where are you going to get it from?
Well, that's a great question. Thank you. We are strictly a citizens group of volunteers, and anyone who is listening that might like to help us, because we do have the need to have the petitions themselves printed. There'll be some flyers down the road that are going to need printed and things like that. And we do have a website, which is simply LansingJobsCoalition.com. And we can also be found on Facebook at Lansing Jobs Coalition. And believe it or not, we even have a Twitter, which is simply Lansing Casino.
All right, well, we're going to stay in touch with you about this this issue. It is going to get louder before it gets quieter, and you're hoping maybe by next week to start attaining these petitions.
Absolutely, because a temporary facility here in Lansing would be an immediate $3 to $5 million investment in our community and 1,500 jobs with benefits.
All right, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.